In the lunchtime edition, the daughter of an MP released on bail after appearing in court, accused of trying to smuggle almost $250,000 worth of marijuana into the country. Government commences its plan to relocate coconut vendors off the ABC highway. A UWI finance expert upbeat about Barbados's economic prospects this year. Jamaica reports a decline in murders and other violent crime for 2023. And at least 48 people confirmed killed in Japan by that 7.5 magnitude earthquake. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. An MP's daughter has been granted bail on drug smuggling charges. 21-year-old Tonil Rowe of Kew Road, Tudor Bridge, St. Michael, has appeared in court at the Eric Holder Municipal Complex in St. Joseph. More in this report from our Ricardo Roberts.
20-year-old Tonil Rowe arrived at the Eric Holder Complex, clad in a pair of jeans and long-sleeve shirt, just about 2 minutes before 11 this morning. Ms. Rowe is facing charges of possession, trafficking, supply, importation, and money laundering. She is the daughter of a Barbadian member of parliament who was at the time in possession of a diplomatic passport, and she was held at the Gradley Adams International Airport when she arrived on a flight from Canada. It is alleged she was in possession of over 30 kilograms of cannabis in her luggage. Ms. Rowe pleaded not guilty and was granted bail in the sum of $75,000 and is expected to reappear in court, reporting from the Eric Holder Complex in St. Joseph. I am Ricardo Roberts for Starcom Network News.
Senior Counsel Michael Lashley, who is representing Ms. Rowe, says he will be applying for pretrial disclosure on his client's behalf.
My client has been granted bail. The matter has been adjourned to the 20th of February. Also, we have a date, the 7th of May. At this stage, I cannot speak to the merits of the case, but what I can say is that we will be applying for pretrial disclosures from the Commissioner of Police, and then we will take further instructions from our client.
Senior Counsel Michael Lashley. Government has commenced implementation of a plan to relocate coconut and other highway vendors from along the ABC Highway to specially designated areas. Minister of State in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Business Development, Sandra Husbands, tells Starcom Network News the shifting has already commenced at some locations and the others will be moved over the next 3 or 4 months.
Right now, we are seeking to locate within the Warrens area because that's going to be a major center, city center. We want to make sure that there's a space for our vendors to be able to operate. So we just had a meeting last week where various teams from the various ministries that will be involved are looking at a couple of sites and evaluating them in relation to identifying one that we can use to be able to move vendors to. We're also looking at one by Top Rock, Brain Hall. So what we've been doing is looking at places that already have that informal vending, identifying if that location will be suitable for a more permanent structure. And so we are examining other places along the highway that we can do this.
Coconut vendors operating at Newton Christchurch are already being moved to a new temporary setup pending construction of a more permanent facility with amenities. Ms. Husband says government wants to uplift and develop the business of vending, including ensuring the facilities have proper amenities, such as toilets and even seating.
We have approval for Redmond's Village, just there opposite the gas station. That has gone through all the approvals and so on. The contractor has been identified. We are just awaiting the clearance of the site so that we can start the process then of building it out. Now, what these sites will have would be not only the vendor's unit, but it will have toilet facilities where desirable. We will also put some seating. So, for example, if you have a couple of food vendors, you might want that outdoor seating where people can buy what they want, sit and eat and so on. So it can become a bit of a liming spot and have it as a place where recreation can take place, leisure can take place, where people can go out and enjoy themselves.
Minister of State Sandra Husbands in the lunchtime edition. A University of the West Indies finance expert is optimistic about the country's economic growth prospects for this year. UWI Professor of Finance and Pro Vice Chancellor, Professor Justin Robinson, says 2023 was a successful year for the Barbados economy, as it recorded growth of 4.6%, and he expects the trend to continue into this year.
And I expect the economy to record real GDP growth of between 3 to 4% based on taking an average of all the different forecasts out there from Central Bank, World Bank, IMF, ECLAC. Based on the information available now, we can sort of expect real growth of between 3 to 4%. The major risk factor that is likely to impact on whether we get that growth or not is really the effectiveness with which and the efficiency in implementing the capital projects both on the government and on the private sector side.
And he expects a drop in inflation.
The recovery in growth also led to improvements in the labor market, with unemployment declining to around 8.5%, down from 9.3%, or a drop in inflation. It's dropping to 5.2% compared to 9.2% in 2020. Of course, as a consumer, a lower rate of inflation doesn't mean falling prices, but that prices are rising at a slower rate. So certainly expect the trends in inflation coming down to continue unless there are some further external shocks.
UWI Professor of Finance and Pro Vice Chancellor, Professor Justin Robinson. Jamaica is reporting a 7.8% reduction in murders last year. According to the latest police statistics, serious crimes for 2023 were 1,393 murders, which represents a 7.8% decline, or 118 fewer. Shootings and reports of wounding also declined across all police divisions. Five people aboard a Japanese Coast Guard plane have died after their aircraft collided with a passenger plane at Tokyo's Haneda Airport. The Coast Guard plane was due to deliver aid to areas hit by yesterday's deadly earthquake. The airline reported that all 379 people on board the burning Japan Airlines plane were evacuated. Dramatic footage showed passengers fleeing the Airbus A350 on inflatable slides and running across the tarmac. Meantime, at least 48 people have been confirmed killed after that 7.5 magnitude earthquake, which struck the west coast of Japan. Tsunami warnings were canceled along coastal regions, but advisories remain and residents have been urged to evacuate. Our top stories. Twenty-one-year-old Tonil Rowe of Kew Road, Tudor Bridge, St. Michael, has appeared in court at the Eric Holder Municipal Complex in St. Joseph, accused of trying to smuggle almost a quarter of a million Barbados dollars worth of marijuana into the country. She's being released on bail. Government has commenced its plan to relocate coconut vendors off the ABC Highway. UWI finance expert Dr. Justin Robinson expects good economic growth prospects for Barbados this year. Jamaica reports a decline in murders and other violent crime for 2023. At least 48 people confirmed killed in that Japan earthquake. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.